Well, the crew just told me to get going, and that means the mics are back on, the video's back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Thank you very much for tuning in to us in 2019. I can't believe we're heading towards 2020. And the person to my left, the sponsor of this show, has been with me off and on since before that, and that's the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers, and trustee Mark Furman.
Hello there. Jeffrey, great to be with you, and very much looking forward to hearing from our next guest.
Yes, first timer. We'll try to be nice to you, John.
That'd be great. Thanks. Okay. Go be nice. Be kind.
Let's see how well I do. John Anastasi.
That's great. Yes.
Founding partner of Lando and Anastasi.
Yes. Whew.
I got through
that
part.
Mouthful.
It is for me.
Yes.
So tell us about your practice in the firm, because you're a named partner.
Right. So that's a good question. Thank you for asking, and thank you for having me. Thank you for sponsoring. So when I think of my practice, I think of two things, my individual practice, but the firm also. Since I'm a co-founder of the firm and backstopped by the firm. So the firm is a mid-sized IP boutique. All we do is IP, intellectual property. When you think of intellectual property, you think of maybe high tech. So protecting one's inventions, ideas. So patents come to mind. Utility and design patents both. But IP is much more than that. There's trademarks or branding. You know, when you have a name, your company name or your company slogan or logo, that's IP or copyright. So if you have a software program, a software app, or you take a photo or you produce a song or record a song or create a painting or even an architectural work, that's all copyrightable subject matter. We're a full service boutique, so we protect that IP. We help you strategize on best ways to protect your intellectual property and to enforce it if somebody else is stepping on it, maybe ripping it off, or if you are accused of stepping on somebody else's toes, then we help our clients defend those assertions. My practice individually, I have an electrical engineering background, so it tends to be more on the electrical side, but it's really all over the map. I have clients that are mechanical. I have clients that are consumer goods. I have big institutional clients, and I have individual inventors and entrepreneurs like you, startups, venture-backed companies. And really, that's really why I practice. That's how I got into this.
What's your balance between, because you're an entrepreneur too.
Yes.
And you're an engineer. Yes. And you're an attorney. Yeah. So, you know, you haven't figured out what you want to be when you grow up. But
right.
How much do you spend your time in the actual practice of law versus running a business?
Right.
And I'm sure that's a hard juggle for you.
It is a hard juggle. And one of the things that when we created the firm, it's a platform for essentially how you want to practice. And I would say for me, it's about 50-50. So there's obviously responsibilities of managing the firm, running the firm. But in terms of my helping clients, I spend a lot of time talking to clients or potential clients or people who would never become clients, just counseling. In addition to having to manage all the work that comes in the door, and that's why the firm is great, because it's a backstop, and I'm not the one doing all the work. I'm doing some of it, or mostly supervising it. But the platform, the firm, my practice is really about having these conversations, being at this table. That's why I got into this field, to be at this table. I was an engineer in my prior lifetime, and didn't really want to have my head down. That's why I went back to law school. Didn't want to be so focused. Wanted to be able to have these conversations, be at the table when the deal is done, when the client is strategizing, when you're trying to figure out how to protect your technology within a budget, or have those conversations when somebody else, when you need to enforce it or defend it. So roughly 50-50, I'd say.
So I'm curious. I'm a partner in this law firm.
Sure.
And we have a management structure.
Right.
We're a little smaller than you are, but not much smaller.
Right.
So I'm always curious how law firms, you know, how they manage the firm.
Right.
So do you have a managing partner, management committee?
We have a management committee of three partners.
So do we.
Great. Maybe it's a good structure then. Do you have a managing partner as part of that management committee?
No.
No, yeah, neither do we.
No, but with three people, you get 2-to-1 votes, right?
We try to operate by consensus.
Right, right.
As I'm sure you do.
It's not an even number's hard, though. That was my point. It's hard to have
even
an even
is bad.
Yes. Yeah. Odd is intentional.
Yeah.
Yes.
And yes, it's set up that way on purpose, with no managing partner, because we want, you know, we don't want all the partners to be running the firm on a day-to-day basis, so we need a management committee structure. And ideally, that management committee is in line with the partnership. Not always. So there, you know, as you know, there are, when you get to a number, if you have 35 professionals, not everybody has a viewpoint in everything, but hopefully there's no major issues.
How many partners are there?
11 equity and 3 non-equity. And
are you surprised the growth of the firm, or is it, you know, you're in the right category?
So when we started, there's a story behind starting the firm, but when we started the firm on day one, we had three partners and we took on 7,500 square feet of space, and we had no idea.
What you were getting yourself into.
We were getting into, none. And we were in Cambridge, and then within 2 months, we were out of space, and we had 13 attorneys, and we had attorneys and desks in the hallways, and we were like, okay, we need more space. So we took on more space, and we've grown organically since. You know, at the time, we didn't have a biotech practice, for example. We were in Cambridge. Cambridge wasn't then what it is now. But again, the firm's a platform, and pretty quickly, some pretty prominent biotech attorneys in town recognized the platform and came over. And frankly, it's probably our largest, or if not our largest, it's right there with our electrical and computer science group. So surprised. Initially, yes. Since then, knowing the platform, knowing the model, the mantra, I'm no longer surprised by anything that occurs. When the biotech group came over, for example, they were somewhat hesitant about, well, will the clients come, and, you know, will you have the infrastructure to support us, and those sorts of things. And what I told them was, don't worry about the clients coming, worrying about how you're going to get the work done when you get there, because the clients recognize the value. There's a value proposition being a mid-sized boutique. And frankly, what happened was their clients came over and they started funneling all the work from all the firms they had in town into our firm, and they quickly became overwhelmed. And
were they coming from larger organizations?
Yes, yes. So their billing rates were lower, their conflict space was cleared, there were a lot, and the clients suddenly recognized that they could get the same service at a much
from
better
the same value. Lawyers.
Same lawyers at a much better value proposition, and that's what happened. Yeah.
John, I appreciate what you've done as both an attorney and also as an entrepreneur. If someone's looking for you with a firm, how would they find you?
So our website is LA Law, if you remember the
great show.
Yeah, great show. So that's our www.
You're showing your age.
LALaw.com. My phone number is 617-395-7001. And my email is janastasi@lalaw.com. So janastasi at lalaw.com.
Not that anybody cares about my opinion, but I'll take Boston Legal over LA Law.
Yes, they were both good shows.
I just thought Boston Legal was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen.
Yes.
So unintentional. And Mark Furman, if someone's looking for you, Mr. Litigator.
I can be reached at 617-218-2025 or at mfurman at tbhr-law.com.
John, you're going to come back to one of our shows and talk about one of your IP cases, if you can. Give us a sort of template on stuff.
I mean, IP touches many different... Yeah. You'd be surprised how far-reaching it is. There's actually, I have a copyright case now with a former Patriots linebacker on a home he built where he custom designed his home. And the copyright aspect is the hammer in the case.
So you're going to come back and talk to us about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to hear.
Right.
That's got good SEO.
Yeah.
Patriots
yeah.
IP.
Yes.
People have been trying to figure that out for a long time. I want to thank you very much again. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I am host of Radio Entrepreneurs. On to the next interview.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.